Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Corn and wheat futures both finished the day on the downside here. December corn down 3.5 at 363.5. March corn, which is the most traded month now, down 3.75 at $3.70. To take a brief look at the corn chart here, the market remains in a downtrend, has not tested those lows set back in the middle part of November, but we're getting close to those. There are a few ag advisory services looking to possibly bite on those lows. But if you look back at the long-term trend, the trend remains to the downside. Now, bean futures were higher today, 2 to 2.5 cents higher. Some talk of drier weather in northern Brazil, part of the reason why those are higher. But that, of course, is offset with the negative impact of possible export tax decreases out of Argentina, which could happen on December 10th, so eight days from now. It's talk that the farmers down there have about $11.5 billion worth of grain to sell if those export taxes go down. That would be about $6 billion worth of beans and $3.5 billion worth of corn. So significant amount of grain to sell out of Argentina, and that's expected to happen if the export tax goes down.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Wheat futures down 4 cents or so in Chicago and Kansas City. March Chicago wheat, 466.75, about a penny off the low. That would be a new contract low for the March wheat here. So with that new low, you could expect trend following funds to continue to add to that short position. It is nearing an oversold condition, but the RSI is currently at 25 on the daily chart. And so we're right there at that oversold level, but not quite oversold enough to try to buy it on the momentum trade. And Kansas City, July of next year, down 4.5 cents today at 486.5. It also made new contract lows today, and with the Monday report showing a 2% increase in the good to excellent category and moisture in the ground, it looks like the long-term trend for that is also to the downside. We're significantly below the 50-day moving average. And making new lows, that's a recipe for the trend traders to keep adding to that short position. This morning we had 124,000 metric tons of beans sold. Tomorrow morning we're going to have the Informa latest new world crop numbers. And then on Friday, Stats Canada 2015 crop numbers. So the rest of the week there will be quite a bit of news to trade and drive the markets.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, December live cattle down $3 at $129.10. February down $3 at $131.62. January feeder cattle down $3.67 at $160.72. March down $3.62 at $158.60. December lean hogs down $60 at $59.35. February down 62 at $59.15. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat down 3.25 at $4.48 and a quarter. March down 3 at $4.66. December Chicago wheat down 4 1/4 at 452 1/4. December corn down 3 at 364, with March down 3 1/2 at 370 1/4. January soybeans up 3 at 892 1/4, with March up 3 1/2 at 895. December cotton down 9 at 62.11, and March down 4 at 63.50. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.